If your co-host weren't around and you had the ability to podcast with any two podcasters, past or present, who would you choose?
Big Fatty, just because he's amazing.
The
and probably
king.
Romo.
And Romo? Okay. Yeah. That would be a good show. I could see the three of you guys having fun with that.
I'm in trouble no matter how I answered this question.
Yeah. I mean, it really is, we're kind of backed into a corner because no matter who we say, somebody's going to be pissed off.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, just because he's amazing.
Somebody's going to be pissed off.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4134 of the FO for Monday, the 11th of December, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the rest of my trip to Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. Fortniters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Fortniters. Because, you know, over there in the Ark, and down there in the future, they use the term Fortnite. Y'all, that means 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Y'all, 2 weeks till grandma. As you're hearing this, except Moose Pete. And y'all, it'll be here before you know it. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm really surprised you hadn't been a whore more than you have and tell people to go to your Amazon wish list over at the BFO under wishes over there on the right-hand side in the upper box. Well, no, I don't need to do that. Oh, well, that's lovely that you're not going to whore yourself out this year. Well, thank you for handling that for me. What do you mean? Never mind.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 11th of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person many, many times at the, and never at a Pride 48, though, but I've met him at the Good Days, and y'all, he came to the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colon Aid. And y'all, he's now down there in the Flow Rider. y'all, just one of the nicest people you want to meet. Yes, Big Fatty, certainly the nicest giraffe you want to meet. It's true. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, I question his judgment. But anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Rodan. Big Fatty, we love that giraffe, Rodan. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Rodan on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Dark Skies or the, what's that other one, the Spools, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the last time I spoke to you was last Wednesday night after the Podcasters of America's dinner, and y'all, that's when I recorded the Thursday little show, and I pre-recorded the Fright little show, and I had all those voice letters on it. Oh yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely, and y'all, I still didn't get them all in, but we'll try to work some of those in later this week. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, on Thursday, one moment please, y'all, I'm having one of the Moose Pea teas today. One moment please. Big Fatty, you didn't play the music. No, I wanted to I want everyone to hear me taking a sip. Y'all, today's is the Dreamy Tea. It is oolong tea with flowers and lemon. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. Y'all, and did I tell you about the paya and blueberry leaves tea? Y'all, that one's my favorite so far. So Moose, I'm behind on my teas, but I promise you, I will be all caught up before Santa Claus comes to visit us. Anyway, y'all, got up Thursday morning, and y'all, one of my favorite places to go when in Atlanta is to it's called the Silver Skillet. And y'all, they have just the lovely brofkas, y'all, and they have a country ham, Big Fatty, not spelled C-U. No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. country ham, and I had it with the y'all, I got it with the hash browns this time. Normally, I get it with the grits, but I didn't want to have grits caught my teeth in the teethies, if you will. And biscuits, and it came with a red-eye gravy and scrambled eggs. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And so after brofkas, I headed on up to my middle brother's home. Y'all, he lives on, it's called Lake Hartwell, upstate on the South Kakalaki and Georgia line. And so, y'all, I got up there probably half hour before noon, and y'all just visited with my brother and sister-in-law, and y'all, their home was going to be on the tour of homes for Hooterville, which is where they live. Yes, Big Fatty, I love when the Cannonball Express comes by, yes. Big Fatty, by the way, remind me to call Sarah over there in Pixley later. Okay. y'all got up there, and so I was helping my sister-in-law with some last-minute decorations, and y'all, Big Fatty has got to, Big Fatty, what is that noise? Oh, you close your exercise ring while you're sitting on your ass. It's true. I did a few little things around the house, and just some touches of fancy. Oh, big fancy pants. They all seem to like it, and that night, y'all, my brother, he loves to cook on the grill. He's the grill master. Yes, Big Fatty. And, so y'all, he had gone to the store. He must have bought steaks that were 2.5 inches thick, and y'all, filet mignon, or fillets. I don't know if it was the mignon or not, but, y'all, he cooked those on the grill, and we had a baked potato, and a few other little things with that. But y'all, it was absolutely delicious. I told him, I said, that's too much, and y'all, I licked the plate clean. And y'all, then we got up on on Thursday, y'all, my sister-in-law wanted to go do a nipple walk, so I was all about that, because I had not had nipple walks on Tuesday or hump day. So we nipple walked, and y'all, then we just had a lovely evening. Y'all, they like to watch The Survivor, And so we watched that together. I specifically did not watch that. Y'all, by the way, the TV machine, the TiVo, went on the on the frets while I was gone. So y'all, I did not it did not record the finale of the dance, but I've been online and I've heard who won, and I'm not surprised. But anyway, so we did that, and y'all, Big Fatty, you know, stayed on his main schedule, and y'all, I was in bed a little bit later than normal. It's probably after 10 o'clock, and y'all got up on right morning, and my brother wanted to go play the Garf with his buddy, so me and my sister-in-law, we started doing the final touches, getting everything in place for the tour of homes, and y'all, it was a nice day, and we had a nice little lunch, and then y'all, my niece that just recently got married, she was out of town on a business trip, and y'all, she had taken her truck up to the dealership up near my brother and sister-in-law, and they called her and said, because she had gotten a better price up there for some work she was having done, and so y'all, they said, oh, it's ready, so y'all, she landed at the Hatlanta Airport and drove up and got her truck, and so y'all, I got to see her and visit with her, And it was just lovely. We went out to supper. My brother and sister-in-law, every Friday night is Mexican night. And y'all, we went and we had Mexican food. Y'all, it was really quite good. I knew it was going to be a mistake, though, but, you know, so be it. And so we got back and, y'all, we had a glass of eggnog because that's kind of a tradition with that brother and sister-in-law, and anyway, they had a couple of friends that stopped by for a few minutes, so they were showing them off all the little special touches that Big Fatty had done, anyway, after they left, y'all, I headed to bed, but y'all, ooh, I had the Mexican GERD, and it was more like, and wasn't good. So I took a couple of Alka-Seltzer, and you had to get up a little bit later and take two more. And anyway, got up on Saturday morning and did the last few touches. You know, there were just some things that couldn't be done until the morning of. And the tour of homes was to begin at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I got out of there about 10:15 and left it to them. Y'all, it was raining. It was raining when I left there until I got just outside of up where Veda's hats live. Up in Hatville, and y'all, then the sun came out. It was gorgeous, just gorgeous. Y'all got back here to the villa. I don't know. It was about 2 o'clock, I guess, and unpacked the valise and Ruby Red and put things away. Y'all got a few little crema gifts while I was up there, and my youngest brother and his wife, they always think I need to have something to unwrap on crema morning, so I have giftettes from them that I'll unwrap crema morning, and my other brother and sister-in-law, they're in on the idea of you don't need to buy anybody anything, just make them something. So y'all, she makes my very favorite green crema tree cookeries using my grandmother's recipe, and y'all, there's nothing special about them, but y'all, they are absolutely one of the highlights of my crema season. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, they had two or three other little things in with the crema tree cookeries. And, y'all, it was just a nice surprise. And so, anyway, I got home, got all unpacked, went on my nipple walk. And, y'all, then I came back here to the villa, got my shirt, and then Durwood and I, y'all, we were off to our second program. And, y'all, this is the reason I had to come back to Charleston on Saturday, because, y'all, it was the second program of the Charleston Pops concert series. And, y'all, it was the Holiday Pops. And, y'all, it was just wonderful. It really was just wonderful. And they played some familiar things and some things that Big Fatty wasn't didn't know very well. Y'all, they did play the music from the Christmas Train. You know, ding dong, the Christmas train, na 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 na. Here comes the Christmas train, na 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 na. Da da na 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 na. Big Fatty, we get it, y'all. And then at the end, they had a sing along, and it was just wonderful, I tell you. And y'all, then I got back here to the villa, and y'all, I was tired because it was about a little more than a 4-hour drive back to the villa, y'all. And so y'all, I hit the hay. Big Fatty, is the hay okay? Yes. And y'all, got up Sunday morning. I caught up on my newspapers and my puzzles, and y'all had my coffee and some of those good crema tree cookeries. And then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle, y'all, 258. The number of houses that are decorated in Fat Acres now, y'all, I'll get another count later this week, since, you know, we're 2 weeks away from crema. And y'all, I will just say, I have received crema cards from Tim and James, James and Tim, and from the Robs. And y'all, I've gotten a box here from the Presbyterian Delivery Service. I think it is from Moose P, but only because he said to expect a box from him. And y'all, so I'm recording the little show now, and I'm going to record the LFC, because Veda's got lots to talk about. And y'all, that's my weekend. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. It's beginning to look a lot like crema. Big Fatty, it just looks like Santa Claus threw up already. And, y'all, I'm glad to be home, because the next couple of weeks, I just get to be in my home and get to enjoy my decorations and... it's nice to visit family and all, and I thoroughly enjoyed seeing all of them, but y'all, it's good to be home. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there, Rodan, anything make you happy?
Big Fatty, just because he's amazing.
Somebody's going to be pissed off.
Oh, who do you think's going to be pissed off? Taffy Carlisle Huffington, or is it you, Taylor?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message, or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.